Hello, everybody. It's Lee Deep Discourse here. Welcome back to another audio file. This is an interesting one. Theme is Dream Invader. So, immediate massive disclaimers. If you are not consenting to me affecting your dreams, please do not listen to this one. You can tune into the next file. So, big warning, this may or may not affect your dreams, depending, like, if you don't remember your dreams, I can't guarantee you're going to remember anything. But if you are willing to have me invade your dreams, well, then feel free to continue listening. And another immediate disclaimer of some severe power imbalance and progressive conditioning. Hope that sounds fun. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, feel free to continue listening. And at any point, if you're uncomfortable within the file, just feel free to X out and the suggestions will wash clear from your mind. But for as long as you're willing to have a dream invader step into your mind, then just feel free to continue listening, slipping so nice and easily, gently focusing. There's no point thinking of anything else when it's just nicer to get comfortable, get cozy, relax a little bit. Isn't that better? And it's so very easy to let your mind start to focus on the pattern my voice is making in your mind, that similar repetitive suggestion of words tumbling over each other in your mind, getting pulled deeper easily down. So very focused. You're so good at focusing, sinking, 10, ready to drop so gently, easily into trance, 9, so good to fall. It's so nice and simple, really. 8, just happily falling into this familiar space, so ready to fall, so ready to focus, ready to drop, and 7, and sinking, and 6, and 5, 4, 3, that emptiness growing and building inside your mind, that pool of the abyss, of blankness, of not thinking, of just being so utterly focused that your own mind just slips away. 2, 1, drop all the way down. Good job. Now, wasn't that just easier to not think, to give in, to fall, to drop? Conditioning is so delightful, isn't it? Being malleable to someone's words is so pleasurable, so it just feels good to willingly, happily, complicitly give in when given the opportunity. So you're gonna open up the very deepest part of your mind, feeling so lovely and suggestible, so open, willing, happily absorbing my words and complicitly following along with my instructions. Good job, you're so good at this. Falling as deep as you possibly can be so that I can enter your subconscious mind. For the next while, for until you choose to exit the suggestion with a release trigger that I will give at the end, you're gonna find I'm showing up in your dreams. Can just be my voice or the idea of me or a total conjecture of what I could be. But you'll know, oh, that's Lee invading my dream. And you might not notice me at first. You might not initially see my presence at all, but even in faint moments, sometimes, there I'll be, invading, influencing, suggesting things, shaping, and building on that level of submission. Because if I'm showing up in your dreams, then there's really nowhere that a little bit of my control can't seep in. And it won't be a scary sensation or alarming, because you'll be used to it in no time, but a there I am, invading your dream. And you'll feel comfortable and happy enough with it, but it may only be fleeting, or as much to whatever extent that your unconscious mind decides to churn out. But I'll be there, subtly affecting your behavior, guiding your thoughts the way I do best. Because it's so nice when I think for you, when I suggest and influence and control, mold to my whims. So, I can only assume we'll have a similar modus operandi in dreamland. Letting that idea just clarify in your mind that I'll be invading your dreams from now on. For until you choose to remove this trigger, if you choose to do so, I'll be around. Now, it might not be every dream, but you may not even notice it. Sometimes things are a bit of a blur. And many times we don't even remember our dreams, and we can't get mad at ourselves for that. But if you do happen to remember your dreams, you'll find me in there somewhere. Could even be a case that your memory might slide me in places I wasn't just to accommodate for my absence. Because it's nice to have a comforting, guiding presence in your mind. Inescapable. You see, in some ways I might be hunting you in the dream world, or in other ways I'm just keeping an eye on you. Depends how you choose to think of it. But I'll be there, invading, getting in places, getting deeper in your mind, with every time you give away more control to me, with every context you so blissfully enjoy this deep level of submission. And now you'll have nice little reminders, even when you sleep, how good your intense vulnerability to me is. So you're gonna feel so happy to receive this conditioning, to be complicit in opening the gates wide to the dream invader. And so the release trigger for this suggestion, for when you perhaps want to be released from this level of deep control, is you're gonna scrunch up your hand and then gently slap your knee to release yourself from the suggestion. So I'll reiterate that to let it concretely settle into your mind. To remove this suggestion, you just need to scrunch up your hand and then gently slap your knee to let this just dislodge out of your mind. But until you choose to take that route away from it, you are helpless to your dreams being invaded by my presence. Happily accepting that idea and knowing it will feel so nice to have a guiding, comforting, controlling energy figure reoccurring, popping in and out, keeping watch, reminding you, keeping you on your toes. And it's so nice and easy to let that just sink so very deeply into your mind that for until you release yourself from the suggestion, you're just gonna be helpless to me invading your dreams, entering into places, showing up in the corners, in the distance, maybe even the forefront, if you're lucky. I'll be there, invading your dreams. And so letting that sink so nice and easily into your mind, so deeply, and ready to start stepping out of the scene itself. 5, ready to come back up to the waking world, ready to step back into reality. 4, feeling a little bit more awake, alert, a little burst of energy pulling you back up to consciousness. 3, too fully ready to let that suggestion cement itself in your mind and stepping right the way back up to the waking world in one up, wide awake. So, I hope you enjoyed that one. I know that was fairly fucking intense. I hope you enjoy this fairly intense suggestion. Leave a like, maybe even a scandalous or salacious comment below if you enjoyed it. Tune in for more things soon, and I'll see you in your dreams.